You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
241-4318.
Got some heat? That's what we always ask.
Yeah, we do. Let me check the phone again because
Is he locked out? Because I didn't get anything.
I don't have a message either. Well, he's gonna miss it. He's gonna miss good stuff.
Maybe he's got the explosive. We don't know.
did he? Well, he did. Look, he does eat right. So
he could.
He could have got some of that lettuce.
That's
that
some berries. Going something going around.
The diarrhea lettuce.
Explosive.
Salads in a bag. I think he said berries too. Certain berries have this stuff.
Yep.
Whatever's going around.
We're wondering if you had some explosions.
She said, "What did you say? Explosive D? Is that what you said?
I've you haven't told that before. Incredible.
I was wanting you to come in here and get yourself over. That's why I saved the explosive D.
Oh yeah, thank you. Oh God,
you missed the sing along. Damn it.
It was fun.
Well, what was it? Fat ass?
No, it was 241-4318.
Oh, no, I was calling you a nickname I used.
Oh, God.
864-241-4318.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 864-241-4318.
Woo! Yeah. Thank you. Before you say that's what she said, let me pull the curtains back.
Okay.
I don't have my little sheet. My little hot sheet.
All right.
So I'm going to be reacting like you with these because I forgot what they are.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be one of those where I press the button and then we listen to it.
I mean, okay. To me, that's more funner.
Which might be the way to do it in the future.
Yeah, surprise, because, surprise, surprise.
You know, okay, I'm glad you said it. Here's something I was thinking about.
Surprise, surprise.
The email, when we did the last mail sack, we only ended up doing like four the whole time. And two of them were about me. And I was like, you know what? Here's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to take all the email, fan them out, and I'm going to let Paige pick an email.
Oh, that's good.
Face down, and then I'll read the email.
Face down, ass up.
Yeah, that's the way we like to pluck. Email.
Dan.
Yeah.
Party man Dan, too, if you want to write songs. Feel free.
I'd love that.
Mm-hmm.
Dan in Columbia, for sure. All right, here's the first one. It's going to be exciting. I don't know what it is.
It's going to be... I mean, you need to know before we, you know, you just put them into the system. But you've already put them in the system and they've been edited. So you just don't remember which ones are playing when.
No, it's been a while.
It makes it more fun. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Happy f***ing Friday. I grew up in the 70s. If you can't do drugs for fun and enjoy it without getting addicted, f*** off.
Okay.
Well.
One more time.
Yeah, Peter.
Wow.
God.
Wow. If you know, back I guess back in the 70s, You know, it didn't seem to be the homelessness. But then again, that was a different set of drugs, though.
So. Oh, yeah. That was a different set of drugs. Sad to say, you kind of somewhat trust what was in the drugs.
I mean, right? Like, they would say, yeah, man, you wanted the pure stuff because it came from Colombia,
It wasn't stepped on.
No, like,
But it is odd, they say, if you have, like, hardcore addicts that know somebody died of a certain combination.
Yeah.
They want that, too. It's called a hot shot or something. Or
what's like wrong with people?
The special K called. Stuff?
No, it's like, I think it's in a heroin context, actually. God. If you know somebody that OD, you try to find out what they got, that's what you want.
To see if you could, like,
survive it.
Oh, my God. People, life is, they must be whatever religion thinks you come back 8 times or
and
9 times.
You know, people that whatever. Get down on heroin and they're...
Get down, girl, go ahead.
They're like asleep for days.
You got to be in a bad
the
way.
Too high and then you're gone.
If he had 9 lives, he'd just spend them all.
I tell you, like, thank you, Lord, for never putting that... I mean, I had, the pill issue years ago that I don't mind talking about, but, like, outside of that, like, I mean, it's... Thank God I never got it mixed into that stuff. Because I know people did, and their lives forever changed. I mean, forever changed. I mean, like the real, real bad stuff, yeah.
All right, here he is again, drug guy.
Happy f***ing Friday. I grew up in the 70s. If you can't do drugs for fun and enjoy it without getting addicted, f*** off.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good to
learn how to stop, I guess.
That
moderation.
Maybe add that to the D.A.R.E. pamphlet.
What if it got so bad they're sharing needles, which you're not supposed to do?
I knew, but
the guy's like, let me get that needle. He's like, I just boofed it though. He's like, well,
a needle?
See, that's the ultimate contradiction, because he only shoots in his nose. He just boofed. So how bad do you want to do it? Like, how bad do you want this needle I just boofed?
Well,
because you're a nose shooter.
Yeah, but like, what if like you just didn't want to. Like, I back in my dipping days, I remember, like, people would say, hey, can I get a dip from you? Like, I would almost say, I'll take it out with my fingers and put it in your lip. But you ain't putting your damn fingers in my can.
So don't
take that out of context.
You're a sucker.
You are.
They'll get too big of a hog, won't they?
Well, no, it's not that, but it's their fingers are going in. That means, so we're touching fingers. Stuff's going, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's like sitting there, having... I don't know. It's like 69 and then sharing a joint.
Yeah. Sucking and huffing. Not a good idea.
Hey, that's a campaign if you ever bring D.A.R.E. back. Use that one.
Just say no.
Do you ever put a dip back in the can? Back when you did
it? Oh, back in the day for sure.
I've never dipped.
I don't know if these Jenners now, if they do that, if they put the...
The Jenners are sinners, but the little pouches.
Little... Snooses.
Yeah.
Would you date a girl that did that?
Would I date a girl that dipped?
Yeah.
I have.
Really?
Really?
I mean, no, she tried it once. Yeah.
Oh.
No, she didn't just keep doing it.
Did it? No. My grandma did snuff though.
Oh yeah, my aunt Pearl did snuff.
The powder, like finer than Copenhagen was.
Because I was at.
Came in a little tube at the grocery store.
I was at the Sphinx waiting in line to pay for my drink.
Thank you for not stealing it.
She was in Egypt actually.
And I saw a woman buying. That kind of stuff, like the stuff that you get in a can.
Yeah.
And me thinking, is that for her or is that for some man?
Was she an old broad?
No.
It is kind of odd that it's more of a masculine thing because, the whole story with cigarettes is that...
Cigarettes.
They had the women marching together smoking because a woman would get arrested for smoking in public. Not that they couldn't smoke, but if you did it in public, they'd get arrested. So they had the big, we're going to march and we're going to smoke. And
hell
it turned
out
to be a whole marketing kind of thing.
Kind of weird.
Why is it that it's acceptable for a woman to sit there and, smoke or whatever. But if she threw a big old plug of Red Man in.
Oh,
that's hot.
First off, you're going to say, how is Asheville this time of year? Secondly.
Spitting.
I mean,
you want to see a woman spit?
I'd rather see that than the other.
Leaves a dip cup everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's the worst part of all.
With it in her, like her cheek. That's a good look.
When Jethro says, "There's a," maybe I shouldn't read. Well, I'll read it. There's a lady that works for my wife at wherever they work, and she dips. Jethro says.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, she have her dib cup at work? Well, she would have to.
Jethro, you hear that. Respond via text.
I want to meet a woman who has all the tattoos that she wants, dips whatever she wants, and she drinks whatever she wants. God. That's a woman.
What time...
Start looking at Pelzer first.
What time does...
I'm sure that's where she would live.
I was going to say her name. What time does Jane Brown Gillespie get here? She has all the tattoos.
God, I love it.
I don't know.
I don't know if she has any.
When you sell as much as she does, you kind of work on your own time.
Yeah.
You know, why is that? That could be feminine. Doesn't mean
she's a fun time.
Doesn't mean that she's...
Dude, she's... You know, here's the thing. If you're a business owner and you don't have little like shindigs, and I'm talking about off campus, off not in the break room, but like if you don't do stuff where you let people go and be around each other without the work environment where they can just sit back and talk about themselves, you're working with strangers. Like yep. You do not know the people until they can get out of work. And I'm not talking about teetotaling either. I'm not talking about happy hour. I'm just talking about having a meal, sitting back, and talking about life. I learned so much about people I've worked, not y'all two. I know everything. I don't know when Paige sleeps, but other than that, I know everything.
Sure.
But there's this kind soul that we've worked with for 2 decades that only till this past Christmas party did I realize what an awesome... It was always work, 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 but then outside is like, mm-hmm. This is great.
Really cool. Though I did hear her say once to a woman she'd whoop her ass in the parking lot if she looked at her wrong.
That's why she's fun.
I like her.
Should have been seen her friend that night.
I am seeing
a
lot of text messages from guys that say that their girlfriends or wives dip.
But do they?
God, really?
Have they tried it, or do they do it constantly?
So please forgive me, lady in front of me, where I was thinking that you were buying that for your husband.
Don't, like, man.
You ought to know.
It messes up your gums real bad. Like, I hate that I did it for so long. It, like, you know, it's hard to get that back.
Yeah.
If you're going to put something in your mouth, don't put dip in your mouth.
Right.
With that.
Yeah, gum's not that great.
I'm sure there was like a cooler way to make a joke. But.
Gum is not great for your teeth either.
Oh, yes. Well, it's not really. Because all the sugar
in
gum.
Even though I come from a gum family, it's not good for you.
You eat a lot of gum?
I used to.
Her grandpa was Tony Dentine.
Tony Dentine. Right. You ever got gum on the face?
This is a big extra plug. Thanks next time before you put a plug in.
Give me some bubbles.
All right. Well, you seen a little commercial of him where he's a little tiny version of him? He's wearing a shirt. I can't recognize him. He's wearing a shirt. Okay. Let's get some more in.
Yeah.
Actually, let's take a break.
Okay. Whatever you want, Fitboy. You're the boss.
We'll come back and do more unknowns, but I know we got some good stuff on the way.
She just Dixie Carter'd you.
She did. And not the one everybody likes.
I promoted
either.
Him. No.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait. Am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Not the designing women, Dixie Carter. The
so wrestling Dixie.
Wrestling Dixie.
Oh,
Super Spoon Dixie.
She hot?
We good looking lady, I think. We still got the guy who the bleep record guy. Does he set a new record?
Oh, bleep. Oh yes. The bleep record.
Ooh, how
guy.
Many?
Yeah.
We're gonna count.
And I will say this for many of you that are quite concerned about your timeline where you are right now on it, because that's something people really worry about from day to day. You are not on a bad timeline. We did play that same exact promotional piece last Thursday to tell you what was going to be on the FOF line. But last Friday, I was out ill, so it never was played. So was you're not playing. In some kind of loop right now. Feel better about yourself, you drug user. Good morning, everyone.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I'm telling you, we got to start the Patron or whatever. For all the stuff you don't get.
You know, and it's like a great band saying, guys, you should have been at the recording session today. It was better than this concert is right now.
It was banging.
But we work better off air. But I think it's because it's not like, I think it's just the limitations of being on the air as far as colorful language and viewpoints go.
Oh, yeah. Even stuff you can't talk about, you know, right. Jokes you can't make.
No. But what's the, okay. 864-241-4318.
Number two. I don't know what it is, remember?
Number two.
Because I don't know what they are.
Oh, yeah.
So here's number two. It could suck.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So I go home, and it's a mess. I work 12 hours every day, and I come home to a mess. All the time that I got to even wash dishes before I can cook myself something to eat, because this going to lay on her ass and watch TikToks all day. This running me crazy. So the next time that she falls asleep, her phone is gone in the f***ing toilet by accident.
It's not what I thought he was going to say.
I thought he was going to say up and to the left.
I thought he was going to teabag her or draw like ding-a-lings on her face or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
That again?
I know. It's always, it's the most drawn thing in the world.
Like, in the
wonder, I think people who are anti-ding-a-lings, like, let's say lesbians, what do they draw on each other's heads when they pass out?
That's a good question.
Boobies? Yeah.
Text in the answers, please.
Mm. So what do you write? That laser you guys is real popular, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of people are getting them.
Oh, I was in a situation where my brother was passed out, and his friends wanted me to put a penis on his forehead, and I said no. So I wrote lightweight.
Oh, my God. Hang on now. Lightweight. It's just easier to draw the goober. You pick, like, a long word.
I know. Look at her. Boy, Paige, you're such a bully.
Lightweight.
When he got up, I go, dude, you had a little too much less than drinking, huh?
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I'm fine. I go, no, you've got a lightweight.
You know what they did to her? It's crazy. They gave her a roofie, and then they wrote pregnant on her forehead when she woke up.
What if he got you? What
if dude, that was pretty good.
That would be horrible, but they would have done that
okay,
to me.
I know it insinuates rape, but still.
Jesus. I know.
Have a heart.
What if he like paid you back, but he didn't get it? Like, you know,
would he write on my face?
What if he just laid it on your forehead when you were passed out? Like, just kind of amped it up a little.
I'm sure he would never do that.
And then traced it.
Not to my sister. That's my sister. She's not human. She's not a girl.
864-241-4318.
Oh. I don't have a P1 name, but you can call me the Fish Pirate. I'm really pissed off at my f***ing family. They all take advantage. They don't do nothing. And I'm getting really sick and tired of about to kick them all out of my house. Right now, I want to say f*** you to my brother because he goes in my garage and he takes all my f***ing tools. And he f***ing puts them in his truck and then he says he didn't take them. Well, you know what? You can f*** off, little brother. And then my son, he's a little piece of s***. He comes in and he thinks he's all entitled to whatever the f*** he wants. And he takes it and goes to work and he works out of town. And then he never comes back with my f***ing tools. And I'm really sick of people taking my f***ing tools. Bye now.
Thank you.
Sounds a little piece of spit.
Oh, man. That was great. That was great.
I'd be annoyed, too, if somebody took my tools.
What was the thing he said about his brother, though, before he called his son a piece of ass? A POS, pardon.
God, what did he say?
I don't know, but it's great. It was great.
He steals my tools.
Hey, yeah, blank you, little brother. That's what I said.
That's what it was.
Blank you, little brother. God, that's fun.
God, I don't think I would notice if somebody took the tools.
You don't have...
I got basic stuff you need, plus a couple torque wrenches, but...
Yeah.
Just stuff I've kept, that I've had to buy to change out parts with.
I've got, like, old... I've got, like, you know, the drill and stuff like that. I don't have all the stuff.
It's like basic house tools or whatever.
But I have all my grandpa and my dad's tools and their toolboxes.
Toolboxes are probably just like the open like little tray with a handle.
Yeah. Yes, badass too.
It's heavy.
Not like a bento box you'd put bait in or whatever.
See, again. I feel like you're an influencer for bento boxes. I never heard about them until you. And then I think Paige is one for the
Full Motion
Sex
Bras.
Island or Love Island.
Yeah.
Sex Island.
Yeah. That's the spinoff, Sex Island.
No, I just watched it.
You're going to film it right there in Lake Hartwell. Okay.
Can you believe we've already played two at this segment? Because we just played one the last.
Yeah. Well, they've been good.
We're rolling too.
Yeah.
Well, I like this not knowing what they are.
I think it's kind of fun.
Well, yeah, because I was just thinking, like, we're just casually sitting here listening to them, and what if there's any heat on one of these? Yeah. Like, do you remember there being any?
We got some mean ones.
If there is,
you don't have forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this could be one.
Could be.
But then again.
Let me give the numbers 864-241-4318.
It's B1 Drive Nasty again, quite frankly. So I'm listening to the f***ing Tuesday podcast, and I finished listening to Jason who cut his hand off on the f***ing table saw. Fella, learn how to use a table saw if you've been there for 20 f***ing years, bitch. I guess if he had been doing it for 20 years, he could never have cut his hand off. I've done it for many of years as well. Maybe not 20, but 17, 15-ish. Never once cut my f***ing hand, finger, nothing. Skill saws, table saws, miter saws,
coconut
all
saws.
Types of shit. If you don't know how to rip a piece of oak on the f***ing table saw, it's a little harder wood, but f***ing A. You run this through the table saw like you do every other f***ing piece of wood. With your hands out of the way and your fingers out of the way, you dumbass. Man, you're giving carpenters a bad name.
I don't know if he did it on purpose, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think he did it on purpose. Also, like, man, like, have a little bit of compassion. Like,
he called him a dumbass for cutting his hand off.
He called him a bitch. He's like, I've done this for 20 years, 15, 17-ish. And then he's like, I think Dale Earnhardt had drove a car a bunch of times, too. I think Kobe Bryant had ridden in helicopters. I think, anything. God, that was... The dude butterflied his hand. I mean, crap.
Dude, that's a fussy name. He said F&A Smith. Write that one down.
F&A Smith? What was... I got to remember to write down the one I texted you. I was driving down the road and did talk to text.
What was it?
I'm going to see. Because you just wrote back, fussing name. Let's see what it was.
Because you're kind of aggravating me.
Oh, hold on. I deleted all your texts.
Because I sent you one, and you're like, well, what does it mean? I'm like, you freaking put it in.
Well, you have to... Oh, no, you sent me something written in French, and I was driving.
And you said, I'm driving. What does it say? I'm like, I'm not doing all this, damn it.
Oh, okay. I can't read
it. Oh, I can't remember if it was bad or not.
Okay, I'll have Paige read it. It's a literal name.
It is a name.
Right there in blue beside my finger.
Oh.
Just read it.
Dawn syndrome. Dawn.
Oh, my God. Why don't we market that with Dawn Staley? South Carolina. Do you have Dawn syndrome? You're a fan of the Lady Cox. You already say Lady Cox.
I mean,
come on.
God. We got to quit giving all the free ideas away, man.
We got Dawn syndrome.
I'd said it as a joke at one day, and then 2 weeks later, the boss man's rolling out imaging for, are you a terrorist?
Listen
to the terror show? And I'm like, yeah. God bless. I give it all away. Mm. I gave Chick-fil-A the chicken cow thing.
You must have said the Carolinas, too, because they say that as well.
Oh, that's awful.
Here's another one.
Swamp ass ass heat. This is bullshit, yo. I know people complaining about the heat, and I hate to be the guy complaining about the heat, especially when I'm out working in the heat. The last thing you want to do is draw attention to it all day. You know it's hot. You're in the heat. And y'all motherfuckers want to bring a data center to this? It's 95 degrees right now, and you want to add more to the heat? I'm over here debating not even having another kid because I don't want someone breathing up and adding more body heat to this bitch. That. The data center, motherfuckers.
Oof. All right, when you run out of data, where's it going to come from?
Man, you know what's... There was something that said that... It was something I read. You know, when I say read, it's probably a video I watched. I hate reading now.
I don't like it either.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
At Great Wolf Lodge, there's adventure for the whole family. You and your pack can splash away in the indoor water park, where it's always 84 degrees. There's a massive wave pool, a lazy river, and tons of water slides for your pack to enjoy together. And the fun doesn't stop there. Get ready to explore and play at adventure-packed attractions from Magi Quest, a live-action game that takes place throughout the lodge to the Northern Lights Arcade. There's also a bunch of great dining options and complimentary daily events, like nightly dance parties, all under one roof. And the best part? With 22 lodges across the country, you're always only a short drive away from adventure. So bring your pack together at a lodge near you. Book your stay today at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
A burst pipe, a dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
I like listening.
Reading is...
I love reading books. It relaxes me.
I've got this... Little app that you can anyway.
Reading kind of blows.
I love listening, especially when driving.
Yeah, that's
as
good.
I hope you do right now on your way to work or school or You were probably saying school. Well, yeah, your kid flunked, yeah. And he went summer to summer school.
Stupid kid.
I feel like I,
and you're so I feel mean.
Like I retain it more though when I actually read it itself. Like I read the written word.
I do that when I hear it, like an audiobook.
You see the words when you're listening?
Well, I can retain it because it's like I'm hearing a story.
Yeah.
If I grab a book, all I can focus on is how thick the book is.
Well, the difference between the book is it's all your imagination, so you're creating it. As opposed to listening to someone's input.
Plus, the book is not as good as the movie. Whoever said that sucks.
Well, like
the movie's been
think
condensed.
About it. People listening right now, they probably are saying, "Okay, Paige is probably wearing something, cheetah or leopard print." Check.
Maybe.
Fat Boy's probably wearing shorts. Check.
It is July.
Matt probably looks sexy as F, like always.
I don't have high heel shoes.
Went to school with
check.
Him.
You did.
Yep. What's up, Josh?
Is Paige wearing flats or heels today? One of each. She's walking.
Heels.
You ever done
that?
You ever put on the wrong shoes? You got a heel and a flat on, and you're just walking.
No.
Okay. You're not wanting to have fun today, are you?
No, I've never done that. They're different types of shoes. Flats. Yeah.
Well, I thought you were going to say you'd end up walking in a circle.
I would.
864-241-4318.
This is probably the best one of the whole lot, to be honest with you.
No, well, don't say that. They won't listen to the next segment.
You ready?
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Oh, perfect. Oh, read my mind then. Read my mind. What's the next one I'd like to hear?
You ready?
Yeah.
I see your mama's big old motherfucking behind.
Your mama got a fat ass.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful one.
You're like, did we get Neuralink and forget? Paige, is that why you roofied us, gave us Neuralink?
I did. Instead of giving you high blood pressure medication, I just gave you Neuralink.
Get that lisinopril 10 milligram shout out.
Is that what you're on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, little really? Ones.
Yeah.
Did it do anything like side effects? Like you get doo-doo pains or thought of taking your life or anything?
It makes you eat a lot more at about 10:30.
Oh, does it?
It makes you hungry.
Well, you should go to Paige's townhome community.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to give your neighbors some of the pills I got. He's going to be eating like a freaking, I don't know what.
Snack.
Wow. I just clapped like I was Jim Abbott. You see, I just totally missed. My God. I know, literally. Do you see? Look at Paige.
Oh.
That's what I look like. I look like that Trump gif where he's getting electrocuted.
I don't know what I said.
I just totally missed my hand.
Make a note real quick. We can talk about it next week while I'm thinking of it. New monkeys. Have you seen the new monkeys? They got white faces.
No.
Yeah.
Why are they
are
new
they like
monkeys?
Interbred or something?
I don't know, but I've never seen them before. New monkeys. We got to look into it.
But will you
are
remember?
Are they macaques, or what kind are they?
Let me double check.
Will you remember what that means? New monkeys.
Yeah, if you write that down, I'll remember because there's a new monkey breed.
I know P1 Old Monkey. Oh, that's Old Money. Never mind.
Okay, I'll keep it up on my computer here so we'll have it.
Yeah, because I won't know what that
means. Oh, wow.
Dude, I'll write down my own notes sometimes and not even understand what it means later.
We got new monkeys. New monkeys.
Yeah.
Dog. Monkey. All right, here's another one. there's no setup to it.
You don't remember. Let me give you the number, though. 864-241-4318.
Man, this is for P1 Chubb Ben Estain. Shut your fat ass up. You deliver roof trusses.
Okay, real quick. This is the original call, so we'll have a response after.
Okay.
You got to hop your fat ass out the cab and get on your lift up the trusses and drop them. F***ing truck drivers have to pull pallets out of their truck and do work. You're a glorified seat holder. Shut your fat ass up, boy. F***ing do some real work, then talk. F***ing pathetic.
God.
Look at that.
Pathetic.
Is it hot in here? Is that with some heat?
Getting hot in here.
Paige, that was it's two calls where guys are very not territorial, but just like if you're in the same industry as them and you don't match up to them, like you see that with women doing this, like with
rivalries.
But yeah, but like calling them, you know, the C word or, you know, crazy. By the way, crazy, you know, insane, you know,
like you're. Well, I only think of the beauty industry, and she's not all that.
Well, when you got somebody calling somebody out in the same line of work, you know, it's like a little more credible. You're like, oh, okay. It's a little more venomous.
But kind of, but not. Because, like, let's say...
Like, you can't be a dump truck driver and call out a trucker.
Mm-mm. Let's say, oh, what do you do for a living? I'm in the fashion industry. Oh, really? Who do you work for? Louis?
Faded Glory.
Or Gucci? Yeah.
Bugle Boy.
Prestige Line.
Sylvain. Or is it Sylvani?
Givenchy?
No, Sylvain. Remember, that was like there was a Walmart brand.
There was Faded Glory. There was Rue 66.
Savane, I believe is how it was spelled. I had a bunch of shirts from there.
Yeah, I wasn't getting Tommy as a kid unless it was Christmas.
Yes, I
you got for it. Tommy Jummies.
I work for a company that you might say makes polo shirts. Oh, my God. You work for Ralph? No. Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah. Work for the U.S. Association.
Oh, the one with five legs on the horse. I see.
So I'm pretty sure this is a response to the guy.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
This is P1. Should have been a stain. I'm calling in to talk to that dumb sh** who thinks that roof trusses are unloaded with a forklift. First of all, anything unloaded off of a truck out on the job site, it's called a Moffitt. Secondly, I put in my time doing the hard labor. I've rolled sodas. I've rolled beer. I've rolled stacks of groceries down a ramp out the back of a trailer. Yeah. So, yeah, now I have a job that's a little bit easier on my body, but I still have to have the strength to tighten down the straps and unloosen them and roll them up, you know, different things. It's not that I'm fat. What? It's called getting older. So, glorified seat holder? Okay, I'll take that. A hell of a lot better than being a glorified
Oh,
he said it, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Caretaker?
Yeah, that's what it was. I knew it. He didn't say cork sucker.
Taking care of that truck, yeah. You caretaker.
Caretaker.
Gosh. Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
I want him to fight for real now.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
You do not.
I thought the dig he was going to say is, guess what? If they do go to, like, driverless 18-wheelers or whatever, at least
screwed.
I got paid. And now what are you going to do?
How are they going to do that?
I got our next movie idea.
They already do it, but it's dangerous.
He's a killer, but his weapon is the forklift. That's how he kills people. He skewers them. He's the ass fork killer.
But what about, like, when he went on to, like, why would you not just run out to the gravel parking lot to get away from the heister?
Oh, okay, it's like Jason. Like, he always will be behind
you. He can levitate.
Like, he will always catch you.
It mixes with a hoverboard. So it's a flying heister.
Even on the freeway? Yes.
And guess what? They're not even OSHA approved.
They're not. He killed everybody at OSHA.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Paige.
Oh, what a story. Yeah. I'm intrigued.
She loves the OSHA.
Could I have a minor part?
Yeah, you can play a hooker if you want to.
You can be a black woman.
But you get skewered. You get forked first.
Okay.
Come on, man. That was good.
Look, I love it, man, but sometimes you...
He's just way out there.
Well, why would you win with a 13-year-old girl? A minor. At least I went with a minority. That was fun. Okay. God, get off this high horse y'all are on.
I'm not on any horse.
Get on my level down here.
Shut up.
The bottom of the barrel. I'm not getting on your doggy donkey.
Shout out, Orange Horse. Dude, I'm going to try to work
in,
too.
I'm not going to ride your donkey.
We'll do one more and then another.
First of all, I want to say, you fat boy. I just want to give a big ass you to my damn boss today for f***ing me, because I've been off every day by 1 o'clock this week. And by God, on Friday is me Friday, because I got stuck working till 6 o'clock. And it's bullshit, because I had 2 f***ing sets of free tickets to the Morgan Wallen concert. But guess what? I ain't going to show up when the concert starts. So I need to tailgate if I get a little f***ed up first. But, you know, it is what it is. Y'all motherfuckers have a great weekend.
You too.
Look at that.
Of course, that was weekend before last, though, now.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds just like a buddy of mine.
Does
I
could have
swore it's him. But.
If he had made it to the concert, he would have been late for work on Monday.
Why are you late? I went to Morgan Walker. Damn.
Damn.
I mean,
just a park. That's
I went to Morgan Wilson concert.
How do they figure that out, though? Like, real talk. Like, it's a great venue they should have been taking advantage of for years and years. Yeah. But the parking situation, like, how do they, is there a fix to that?
No, man, it's first come, first serve. And they tell you, you know, if you're a football fan of Clemson, you have a lot of knowledge going into a concert because you know where the spots are.
So you get there an hour early and tailgate.
An hour? Hell.
Have to 2 hours
early? A lot earlier than that sometimes.
Shoot, man. I mean, it's
you might have to park out close to 76 and then catch a shuttle on Perimeter Road or park at the Gardens.
We did that time. That was freaking great. I felt like hot stuff.
Oh?
Yeah.
We just got to ride through the crowd on a Clemson golf cart.
Aren't you? Like, hoity-toity.
Look at this.
They not let you park in front of the Oculus, you know, not for a concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, God, man, that's just – I don't know.
You'd have to park up at New Spring and then catch a shuttle.
Why not – well, I was going to say, if they put a
– You'll see me at Michael's buying yarn.
Parking yarn. Garage. you know.
There needs to be one in town.
You making fun like, of my joke about the fabric store I want to open up in the Electric City called Yarn Anderson? I think it'd be huge. T-shirts alone.
God almighty. Just make the shirt at least for now.
Like
grassroots.
Yeah. Like the logo looks like it's crocheted.
Yeah.
Yarn Anderson.
See, you can sell all those little.
Where are my knitters at? Come down to Yarn Anderson.
Crochet ever, people. All
the what little. If, dude, what if you bust a knit? Do you start over? Want to bust a knit.
Or drop a stitch.
Dude, does anyone have any contact info on Young MC? Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Bust a knit. Come to Yarn Anderson.
Sure, she said.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention. God.
All right, here's the guy. 47 is the record. Does he break it? He could. Again.
Okay, so I got to keep. Remember. I'm going to keep tabs here.
Drop a 864. Stitch.
864. Drop a stitch. Because they get stitches. 864-241-4318.
Yeah, this is for the lady that always seems to have a f***ing bug up her ass for some f***ing reason. I haven't done shit to you. I don't know what the f*** your problem is. Every time I come into the business, you want to act like a f***ing c***. I'm there to deliver. I'm there to get a f***ing signature. That's it. Usual person I deal with isn't there. You have something f***ing to say about it. I don't know what the f*** your deal is. I didn't say shit to you. I didn't ask you anything. I don't need a f***ing thing from you. You want to act like a f***ing ass. I don't know what your f***ing deal is, but I'll tell you f***ing what. You're not going to f***ing talk to me like I'm some f***ing piece of s***. Keep your damn f***ing mouth closed, you mother f***ing. Sick of your f***ing ass. It ain't the first time, the second time, or the third time. You want to act like a f***ing c***? Do it somewhere else, do it with someone else. You ain't got to f***ing talk to me like I'm some f***ing piece of s***. You ain't got nothing to f***ing do with you. I'm not there to see you, not there to talk to you. I don't f***ing need anything from you. Shut the f*** up. Stop being such a damn f***ing c***. You
All right, it's either 36 or 37.
God, he finished up strong.
He doubled up hard on that end.
Rack him.
It's 35 or 36. The original was, what'd you say?
47. I think St. Peter himself would be like, look, we don't approve, but that was strong, that was so you can come in.
Good. But seriously, though, man, like, really, we're going to use this. And
you can at least look around.
We're going to use this in the future slideshow of what not to do. So because of that. It's like when you're like a crazy good hacker and the government gives you a job.
Yep.
Yeah.
We need you to fight off the Chinese and the Russians, please.
Yes, please. We want to keep the integrity of our elections.
Yeah. Look at that. China getting the shout out.
Wow.
I appreciate the $40, but I still think that's our way for everybody to fall in with getting a digital ID. It's like, yeah, man. I'm tired of these dead people voting, and look what they did in California. So I'll get the digital ID so these foreigners don't keep winning our election. And that's
where I don't get it, man. The people said they would rather be free than protected. Like, I don't care about the flock cameras and all this stuff, you know, shot spotter, any of that stuff.
Well, yeah.
Patriot Act was a good idea.
What was you said new monkeys. I have an idea.
New monkey species.
I want to write down Privacy Act, and I'll remember what that's about.
Don't you look at it over the weekend, Paige.
Privacy Act.
I don't like it when you're preparing. I want to surprise you.
Okay.
For real.
That's the first thing she's going to do is look at new monkeys when she gets off work.
Also this, if you work at a business, I'm going to give you a little thing here. If you work at a business where there's more than 50 people in the business, go to your break room or wherever, you know, you put jackets, like, you know, the common space or whatever. If you see like a new sign, usually put up with like thumbtacks or whatever, read that sign.
Oh, yeah, because they have to update them federally.
They have to update them, and there was one that went out.
Was it the Gale.com sign?
No, it's the Jeremy Ellenberg sign.
.com.
Damn it. Jeremy
not, Ellenberg. Not damn it. .com.
Damn it. .com. No, but for real, go look at it. I mean, for real. Like, there's this thing, you know, like, for instance, people, you know, years ago, Greer used to have cops setting everywhere to catch speeders. And now, 40 years later, people still slow down to a crawl on 29 Wade Hampton in Greer.
They better be doing it near exit 63,
so
too.
So if they didn't tell you that they're not sitting out there anymore, you would just still assume they're there. So there's things that you assume about the workplace that's not really mandated anymore, but they're not going to send you an email and tell you this. They're going to post in a common place so they can say, we told them.
Not going to offer up the information.
We told them. It's like the terms and conditions. They signed it.
You got to define it.
So just go to your break room today and look for one of them weird signs. Looks like something would be hanging in a post office or whatever.
Yeah, it looks real official.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's not a trick either.
That's the one. Let me tell you what it is. I'll say it.
Say it. I don't think you'll say it.
You can talk about your salaries to coworkers now, and they cannot fire you for it.
No.
In the state of South Carolina, we'll say. It may be different where you're listening, but it's no longer a fireable offense.
That's why you get your boss in the break room and say, hey, this is a safe zone. How much money you make?
Bring your boss into the break room and ask him how much he makes.
Yep. And threaten to get that plum if he won't tell you.
I mean, for real, like, you know, they're going to think, oh, they're going to talk to each other. No, we're bringing you in there and asking you.
Yeah. Look at that. Look how weird that is.
I love that, dude. Fatboy, come in the common room with me.
Hey, you don't want to know. 0.0.
TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.